Hans Gruber's playing Ronald Reagan in a movie called The Butler.
The Butler? I haven't even heard of this.
It's about a butler who served under like 8 consecutive presidents. It's got an interesting cast.
It sounds kind of awesome.
I retweeted a picture of it. He actually does look like Ronald Reagan. It's pretty cool.
That's weird. All right, I'll check it out.
I was trying to pull up, but like I think John Cusack plays Nixon.
Really?
Yeah. And Jane Fonda plays Nancy.
I did hear that.
I think Forrest Whitaker plays the butler.
Of course he does.
Yeah, John Cusack plays Nixon. Robin Williams plays Eisenhower. Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
James Marsden plays JFK. Lenny Kravitz is in it. Cuba Gooding Jr. is in it as Carter Wilson.
Yeah.
Well, just because we've talked about Cuba Gooding Jr. several times, so.
That is true.
Oh, and Oprah is in it as Gloria Gaines.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
Last time I saw her act was in a terrible, whatever that fucking movie was that she did. The one where she pissed on the front lawn.
I don't know.
It wasn't good.
Wait, there's a movie. I don't know.
I'll look it up.
I was gonna say the last time I saw her act was when she told everyone she was straight. But you kind of stole that away by being like, yeah, the morning she pissed on a lawn.
She did. She pissed on a lawn. Ooh. Oh, Beloved. Did you see that?
By Toni Morrison. No, I didn't see it, but I might have read the book.
It was garbage. And she pisses on a front lawn. Based on the book by Toni Morrison, which a slave is visited by the spirit of her deceased daughter.
I think I might have had to read that in school. So anyway, if you've stayed with us this long, this is But You're Wrong. I'm Keith Bodela.
I'm Greg DiNicola.
And one thing I was waiting for you to sign on, I was looking at some news. And I found out that Mila Kunis was actually trapped in an elevator today. Or maybe it was yesterday. Anyway, she was trapped in an elevator. And they needed there was a fire department, so it'd be NYFD.
FDNY.
Oh, yeah, I guess that would be FDNY. Okay, FDNY.
They do it reverse for some reason.
FDNY had to rescue her. But I was trying to remember what she had been in recently. So I go to the Google, and I start typing in her name. Now, the second search that comes up by Google Autocomplete is Mila Kunis feet.
Mila Kunis feet?
Feet, yes.
Okay.
So I'm going, why the hell is that, like, the number two search? Because it goes her name, feet, and then it goes, like, her Twitter. So her second search is Mila Kunis feet. So I click on it to see if there's... like an explanation for it. There's not. But I do find wikifeet.com.
Oh my god. Okay.
So there is apparently a website dedicated to just collecting pictures of celebrity feet.
Is it run by Quentin Tarantino?
I don't know. There's a lot on here, and a lot of the pictures don't seem to be of just feet, but I don't understand why this thing exists. But the site rules are kind of funny. WikiFeet hosts pictures and embedded YouTube videos featuring feet of celebrities that appear on IMDb. We accept pictures that show toes, soles, and arches. Shoes and socks pictures do not belong on WikiFeet.
Why?
I don't know. They also make sure to say that pictures of adult content is not allowed.
You know what the worst part about it is? Is that there's probably dudes going on to wikifeet.com looking up Mila Kunis's feet and just pounding off to it. And like to them, that's adult content.
That's true. The site has, and this is right at the top, of the page, so I didn't have to go digging for it.
Who are you kidding? You spent a fucking half hour on that.
It features 571,236 pictures, And the
fuck?
This page, Greg, has been viewed 66,925,787 times.
What? Why the fuck is there that many people interested in feet?
I don't know.
Or maybe it's just the same guy, just really bored.
Just the same guy in his mom's basement.
He's just really into feet. I mean, I don't get the feet thing. Do you get it?
No, I don't. I mean, there will be times where you look at feet, not really in public, but like if they do a close up in a movie or something like that, because it's like a Tarantino movie, obviously, or something like that. You go, you know what? They have nice feet. There's no bunions. There's, you know, all the toes look nice.
You know what? I don't think I've ever looked at anyone's feet and said they were nice. And you know, I'm not judging you for that, because you can have decent feet.
Well, honestly, it's more like I go, they have nicer feet than I would have expected.
Okay.
My thought process is if they do a close up of feet, like putting on a shoe or something like that, I'm thinking, now did they hire
a foot double?
Yeah, exactly. Did they hire a foot double for this shot? Or is it actually that person? And then sometimes they'll pan up and I'll go, oh, they actually have nice feet. Like, I'm not sitting around looking at celebrity feet going, oh my God, look how nice feet she has. It's amazing. All
right, you know what? I feel like you notice feet way more than I do. I'm not saying you're a foot weirdo, but just that you think about it that much, it's surprising.
Well, no, you know what it is? Because ever since I saw the Seinfeld episode where George becomes a hand model, every time they do a close-up of hands in a show or movie, almost every time, I think, is that a model or is that actually them?
Okay. I mean, that's one of my favorite Seinfeld episodes.
And then and then it just led into being like, well, is that his foot then? Because if they have hand models, then they would probably have foot models too.
You might be right. I don't know. You know what? I do actually think about the hand thing sometimes. Because I don't know if it's because of the hand model. Well, maybe it is, because that's kind of how it got into my head. I can't say that I've ever thought about the foot thing. But you know what? I don't judge you, Keith. I do, but...
Yeah, I can't believe that this thing exists.
Well,
and like at the end, it just goes, let's keep Wiki Feet great. Let's keep Wiki Feet clean.
That's so queer.
Yeah, here's the best part. Like the weird ads, they talk about keeping it clean, but they have weird ads on there too.
Who sponsors the site? Odor Eaters?
No, because so here's the one ad that's on the Mila Kunis page that was the first one that I went to, because that's what came up. The ads are like Emma Watson wardrobe fail, and like a picture of Nicki Minaj falling out of her clothes, and like a gymnast. And I'm like, okay, so they were like, let's keep it clean, but they obviously didn't talk to the censors about it.
Yeah. Yeah, apparently someone doesn't give a shit. Huh.
There's even a rating system, apparently. Mila Kunis has been given 5 stars, so...
5 out of 5?
5 out of 5 after being rated by 2,700 members.
Wow. She must have good feet. I might have to check these feet out.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, I'm not a huge judge of feet, but...
Yeah, maybe tonight, before I go to bed, if I can't get to sleep... Maybe I'll check out Mila Kunis' feet.
All right. I mean, I feel like all feet are just about the same, you know?
I mean, I wouldn't get excited about my feet. My feet are gross. I mean, they're not gross, but they're not good.
Now, I haven't seen I don't watch Honey Boo Boo Child, but I have heard that in one of the last couple episodes, the mom took her sock off and there were like bugs living in her toe. Because like a forklift ran over her toe. Which I don't understand how a forklift only runs over like her big toe. But it's all disgusting and it looks infected and there's just bugs.
Wait, what is this?
The Honey Boo Boo Child. Have you not heard of Honey Boo Boo Child?
No.
So Honey Boo Boo Child is, you've heard of Toddlers and Tiaras.
Unfortunately.
It's a spinoff of that. So they call her Honey Boo Boo. I forget what her real name is.
But something stupid.
Everybody in the family, and it's a real hick family, they live like 20 feet from a train, from train tracks.
I live pretty close to the train tracks, but it's the subway.
No, like they have freight trains going by all the time.
Okay.
The mom had her first kid when she was like 15.
Shocking.
She's like 30 now. Looks terrible. Looks like she should actually be like in her 50s.
It's not the years, Keith. It's the mileage.
All her daughters have like nicknames. Honey Boo Boo lives off of what they call go-go juice, which is just like Mountain Dew, basically, I think. Like real sweet stuff, and they give it to her before pageant so she has energy. One of the clips that I saw was, I think I saw it on The Soup. She was talking about eating a deer. Like they ate deer meat because the town called them because there was roadkill. So it was like fresh roadkill. So they picked up the deer and they named it, first of all. And then they cut it up and they were eating it. And Honey Boo Boo was talking about it. And she lifts up her shirt and she's talking with her belly as if like the deer meat in her belly is talking to people.
Oh,
it is terrible.
And people watch this.
Yes, it was actually higher rated than Clinton's speech at the Democratic convention by like a lot. And I mean, oddly enough, it's on the TLC, which is.
Oh, yeah. The learning channel.
The learning channel.
Yeah, right.
But yeah, I don't think her mom's feet would be on WikiFeet.
Bad feet?
With the toe, yeah.
Oh, right, the toe.
Because she's like, I never take my sock off. And then she takes the sock off when they're at the beach and there's like bugs flying around it and crawling on it.
Well, that's disgusting.
Yeah, I haven't seen it. And part of me is like, I kind of want to see it. But the other part of me is like, oh, that's just disgusting. If bugs are actually like living in her, ugh.
Yeah, not for me.
Yeah. But I did not know that there was a WikiFeet dedicated to just celebrity feet.
I'm so. Mildly impressed.
You're impressed by it?
I might visit.
Yeah, I mean, I guess you could check it out.
Yeah, I get the internet.
You have that internet?
Yeah, no, I got it. So I was thinking that we could maybe answer some advice questions. Have you ever heard of Ask Amy?
Is that like Dear Abby?
It's Dear Abby's daughter.
Oh, really? Is Dear, yeah. Is Dear Abby out of the game?
She might be dead. I don't know.
Oh, really? Okay. I thought maybe she just ran out of advice.
I have no idea. You know, let's just say Dear Abby retired.
Okay.
And Amy took over. Ask Amy. And she's got some advice questions from people they mail in. She's like syndicated in like a fucking million newspapers. So I figured that we could go through and read some of the questions that people ask her and maybe give some of our own advice.
All right. Sounds good. I hope they're good ones.
Oh, always good.
Excellent.
Dear Amy, 18 months ago, I got involved in an online role-playing game.
Yes.
I hooked up online with a wonderful woman named Kathy.
Excellent.
We love each other and have exchanged letters. Do you think they write real letters? Anyways.
Maybe it's in the game.
Oh. That's
they have their orcs and elves write letters on digital parchment and then
take the time in the game to sit down at a desk and write something.
Yeah. And then like while they're brewing potions or whatever the fuck happens, they go over, they write it out on parchment, and then they take it to like an owl or a little fairy creature and it flies off and then it lands I don't know.
Are you explaining role-playing game mail delivery?
I'm guessing at it. I don't know how it actually works. But when they could just actually talk to each other and type to each other within the game, I believe, or probably just talk to each other on a headset, but that would be too easy. And probably less romantic, so.
Way less romantic.
Yeah.
Anyways, despite the distance, it is a wonderful relationship. She lives on the other side of the world. He doesn't get he doesn't really get into too much detail of what that means. I bet she's Asian. Recently.
Well, my first question was, I thought you were going to be like, even though she lives on the other side of Thangora.
That would be great. She lives on the other side of the fictional world as well.
No, she probably lives like down the street from him.
Maybe. She just doesn't want to know where the hell he doesn't want. She doesn't want him to know where the hell she is.
So anyway, I'm sorry, go on.
Recently, my online girlfriend has had a spat with one of our online friends in the role-playing game. Kathy admits she's jealous of how much time I get to talk with this other online friend, Laura. I told her there's nothing between Laura and me. Laura is too sarcastic and cynical for my tastes to start with, not to mention that she's with someone else. Kathy has asked me to have one of my online game characters betray one of Laura's characters.
Oh my god.
I want to make Kathy happy. But I know Laura has had issues with trust and betrayal. I feel that no matter what I choose, someone will be hurt. Signed, Man in Cyberland.
Okay. Let me first say, good pick on your part.
Thank you.
Second, okay, so there's three people in this triangle. There's the dude.
Yes.
And then there's Laura. And
yes.
Laura is the first girl that he's writing letters to?
No. Kathy's
the first girl. And Laura's the other girl that he talks to, but Kathy is jealous of him talking to Laura.
Exactly.
In the game.
Yes.
So Kathy, to get revenge on Laura, is trying to get him to use one of his characters to betray Laura.
Yes.
Because that'll achieve something?
I think it's because Kathy is a conniving bitch.
Okay, here's actually my first question. Is he sure that Kathy and Laura are women?
I don't know. The most it sounds like they did was exchange letters. Although, don't you I'm assuming he's playing WoW. Can't you hear, like, you have your headset and stuff?
As long as you have a headset, yeah.
Yeah, I guess. He didn't get into that much detail.
So, well, for all we know, he did, and he sent Amy a huge stack of paper, and they just cut it down. But it's just like it's a game, so who gives a shit?
Well, let's see what Amy has to say.
What would your advice be?
My advice? Oh my god, it's so hard for me to put myself into this situation. If you're really in love with Kathy, I don't know. Yeah, if you're really in love with Kathy, then betray Laura.
Really?
No, I don't know. I mean, it sounds like Kathy's kind of a bitch.
Well, yeah. So, does he talk? He basically says that he talks to both of them in the game world, right?
Yeah.
So, if you actually love Kathy, why don't you start talking to Kathy outside of the game world? You know, like an actual person.
Yeah.
Call her up on Skype. Record a podcast with her. Talk to Kathy outside of the fucking game. If you actually like her, keep your relationship with Laura inside the game and make something actually happen outside of the game world, and maybe step away from the game and, you know, develop real world problems.
That's the best advice I've heard all day.
Like, just step away. Just walk away for a little while.
Let's see.
And also make sure that they're both women.
That too. I mean, if you can become that attracted to someone just in WoW or whatever, I'm assuming they're playing WoW. I mean, you really even into women? I don't know. Do you even really need a woman, or you just need someone to talk to?
Well, I think he probably does need a woman, but I think he probably needs a woman that's there with him.
I think he needs someone to talk to. I think he needs both.
A woman and a therapist?
Yes. All right. Let's see what the advice is here. Dear man in Cyberland, after my standard boilerplate begging you to get a life, and to quote my mother, go outside and play, you need some fresh air, my friend, I will remind you that this is a game, right? In games, people play games. The object is to concoct interesting scenarios whereby your character gets involved and involves others. In intrigue, danger, or romance. I don't think she's ever played a video game.
Yeah, I don't think she's played WoW at all, but...
Perhaps if your character and Kathy's character got virtually married, she would feel more secure about your relationship. But if... But if negatively manipulating another character is the only thing that would make your girlfriend, in quotes, happy, then you need to think about the kind of person she really is. I'm almost sad that she actually tried to give real advice. Like, I know that that's her job, and if she responded in a mean way, that she'd probably just look like a bully.
Well,
but seriously? My advice would be, dude, get the fuck out of here. Get a real life. Like, you're playing a game. I love video games, trust me. I play video games all the fucking time.
Mm-hmm.
But seriously, dude, calm the fuck down and find a girl that lives near you and you can actually see in real life.
Yeah.
Or go and find Kathy. If you really want to find Kathy, go over and... Kathy, she lives on the other side of the world.
I don't know what that means. Unless she's okay. Kathy's got to be like an American name, or at least an English speaking name.
Right, that's what I was thinking.
So, maybe she's in Australia.
Oh yeah, maybe you're right.
Or I was thinking she's somebody that just moved to like Korea or something to teach.
Kathy from Korea, go.
Kathy, Korea, go. So I don't know how it works, but I would imagine that they get tons of letters in. I mean, if there's a site dedicated to Feet with 2,700 members, you have to figure that Dear Amy, which is syndicated nationally, gets, you know, thousands upon thousands of letters on a monthly basis. So there has to be a selection process to say that these are the letters that you are replying to. So what amazes me is that this letter got picked.
No, exactly. You know what that says to me is that someone picked it because it's weird.
Or the other sad possibility is that they were getting so many letters from people with similar situations. Because I always assumed that they would maybe take a look and pick letters that seemed like they would answer several people's questions. You know what I mean?
Right, right.
So that so many people were writing in. I was going to say calling in, but they wouldn't be doing that. Writing in with issues with role-playing games. That Amy was like, there's an epidemic here and I have to solve it.
I really hope that that is not the case.
I hope not either, but again, 2,700 people on WikiFeet, and that's only counting the members that are registered and voted on Mila Kunis. I did not look any further, but like many people, like, you have to figure that there's a lot of people. I mean, there's a lot of people on WoW, I'm sure.
Oh yeah,
but there's got to be a lot of people that have issues with that too.
If I had to guess, I would say that whoever picks the letters sat down and was like, you know what? This is weird and it's entertaining, and I'm going to have her respond to this letter.
Mm-hmm.
That's my guess. It's like a pity response.
You know what? You're probably right. There was, though. See, because the thing is, I wouldn't be surprised if this was like almost like an epidemic, because I'm remembering now there's a documentary. I'm trying to see if I can find the name right now. There was a documentary I watched on Netflix that was about like people who are addicted to World of Warcraft and online role-playing games. And there is a large group of people like that, and they really need to go outside. They need to get some fresh air, she says.
I agree.
I'm trying to find it. I want to say it was called, like, Second Skin or something like that. For some reason, that name sticks out. Let me see.
Second Skin.
Yeah, but it had people that were, we have to, like, we're going to get it on release day, like, the expansion pack.
Oh, yeah.
And they took, like, 3 days off of work, and they had, like, a five-day weekend. And all they did was play World of Warcraft for, like, 5 days. And the documentary had set up cameras in the room.
Yeah.
Like in the corner, so you could see people. They would play, and then they would take a nap on the floor, and they would get up and then just start playing again. And like, I knew people that played it in college, and like a lot of us I played it for like 3 months, and then I was like, I gotta stop this because this is too much.
Right.
But like, one guy would get mad at us because, like, we were trying to have a party, and actually, like, we weren't having a huge party. We were having like a get together. Like, right. It wasn't like the apartment was crowded with people. But he was one of how many people lived in the apartment? I think five at that time. So there were like five people in the apartment. He was obviously outnumbered. But he would get mad because he was trying to play World of Warcraft online in his bedroom. And we were outside having fun.
Oh, boo-hoo.
So he was like, "Dear Amy, my friends are having fun without me, and they don't understand that I like World of Warcraft. What should I do?" Alone in his room. Well, alone in your room. Why don't you go join the party? Get a fucking life.
Would you like to try another one?
The movie was called Second Skin.
Oh, okay.
When I watched it, it was on Instant. Now it's not, but it was interesting. Disturbing, but interesting. Darkon is another good one about LARPing, live action role playing.
Thank you.
I saw that one on Instant too. If you ever watch that one, we'll have to talk about live action role playing sometime.
Yeah, we will have to talk, actually.
That is fucking nuts. That's also.
Yeah, we can. Yeah, even people we've met at places of employment we've had.
Oh. Okay.
Anyways, this is an interesting one. This kind of, I relate to this one a little bit. Dear Amy,
yes.
Tattoos don't repulse me, but I don't like them. Almost a year ago, I completely fell in love with my current long-term boyfriend. He has a few tattoos, one on the inside of his wrist, sounds a little weird, and two on his inner arm. His tattoos aren't pointless or simply for decoration, they have special meaning to him, and they don't bother me. However, now he has decided to get half-sleeve tattoos. I don't particularly want his arms to be covered in artwork, but I know there's nothing I can do about it. I have told him that I'd rather him not get more tattoos because I don't want to be a controlling girlfriend who makes his decisions, I also don't want to hurt his feelings. That was worded weirdly. I know it's his body and he can do as he desires with it, and I probably shouldn't be interfering at all. but I can't help but think that all of this will spiral out of control. Spiral out of control? Okay. Should I tell him I'm not in favor of him getting more tattoos? And if so, what should I say to make sure he knows I'm not forcing anything? Signed, Unsure.
That's it, Unsure? That's the best you could come up with?
Yeah, that's the best you could come up with.
So what would be your advice to Unsure? Since you have tattoos, you have several tattoos.
Yeah.
What would you want to hear?
What would I want to hear from a girlfriend?
Yeah.
I would want to hear, well, half of me says I would want to hear I don't care. You know, her just to be like, do whatever you want. And then the other half of me says, would like kind of like her to be supportive of it almost. Like, I don't know. Like a lot of girls are like, oh, yeah, you know, you should get that. Or girls that are like, I like guys with tattoos down their arms or something like that. And that's cool, too. But I guess at least I would just like them to be like, just do what you want. Go ahead. You know, I don't need them to be in full agreement.
My thing is, like, if you're going to date someone with tattoos, like, don't be surprised when they go, I want to get more tattoos.
Right.
Like with you, like, if we started dating, I would not be surprised if you were like, I'm going to get more tattoos.
Right.
Because especially, like, I mean, you don't get tattoos that often. But no. You could probably get them once every year, maybe? Because you've gotten a few since I've known you, and it's been a few years. So I'm thinking...
Yeah, let's say once, twice a year at the most. But even that, probably not.
Yeah, so, I mean, obviously, like, they haven't been going together that long. If she's, like, surprised that he's like, I'm getting more tattoos.
Yeah, I don't understand how you can go out with someone that already has, a few tattoos, and then you're surprised that they want more? Like, why, like, it sounds like he's got, like, three. Let's say at least three. So, what, he wanted three and that's it? Like, why would you be surprised that he wants four or five? Like, how does that even make sense? Like, what do you, your expectations are extremely unrealistic if you think he's just gonna be like, okay, yeah, I don't want any more. Like, what, do you decide not to like them after three?
Yeah, like...
I mean, maybe some people do. I don't know.
Well, yeah. I mean, did it say that he was going to get sleeves?
It said half sleeves. Like, what I have on my left arm. Like, down, I guess, to, like, half short sleeve length, I guess.
Okay. Like, if she's not... The question is she against getting more tattoos, or is she against him getting... a sleeve, and is she thinking it's going to be like completely covered? Because yours is like several tattoos. Some people will do like cover all their skin in ink on that arm. You know what I mean? Right. Like, is that what he's talking about doing? And is that what she has a problem with? Because if that's what she has a problem with, then just be like, well, why don't you get like build something and see how you like it? Because I don't like the look of. Like the full sleeve like that, so why don't you try some stuff out and see how it looks? Because I mean, you have to build it anyway, because you're not going to do all that in one sitting.
Right, definitely not. Yeah, I don't know. I don't really get the issue with a half sleeve. Like if it only goes down to like your a short sleeve length, like above your elbow, most of the time you can't even see it. I feel like most of the time people have no idea that I have any tattoos.
Yeah.
Now, that having been said, I don't know what your feeling is. I'm kind of a hypocrite. And when it comes to girls, I'm not actually that crazy about girls having tattoos. Like, if I'm romantically interested in them.
I've dated girls that have had tattoos. And I'm okay with it. Well, I mean, really just it depends on the tattoo. Like, I dated one girl that had some smaller tattoos, which I was fine with. Like, they weren't real noticeable, so, like, they weren't, like, on her neck or, like, on her hand. Like, oh, they weren't, like, super obvious places.
Good old neck tattoos. Yeah. Always a good decision.
So, I was just like, all right, well, that's fine. Like, I've seen, like, girls with, like, back tattoos and stuff, and I'm like, the big ones on, like, the shoulders, and I'm like, I don't like the look of that.
Right.
But, like, some smaller tattoos, fine. Like, I don't care that much about them. Although I did date one girl that had, while we were together, she had the tramp stamp.
Oh, yeah.
And I was fine with that because it was small, and I mean it wasn't bad.
Yeah.
But then after we broke up, I saw her again, and she had added to it and made it just this huge thing.
Like she extended her tramp stamp.
Yeah. And I was just like, I don't like the look of that. Like, if she liked it and other people she was with, like whoever she was with, liked it, fine. But I was like, I don't like that. I'm so glad like we're not together, because that would have been an issue.
yeah
like I don't mind them, but like it depends on the tattoo.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know. I mean,
it wouldn't be a deal break.
Well, I'm not, like, if I really liked a girl, you know, like, it wouldn't kill it for me. Like, I wouldn't be like, nah, I don't think we can be together. but it doesn't do anything for me. I don't particularly find girls with tattoos attractive. And like, I'm being like, a hypocrite, but...
Like, but you're saying you don't find the tattoo as, like, an... Like a turn on?
Definitely not.
If but does anything, it, is it a detractor?
Sometimes,
or,
yes.
Or does it depend actually, on the tattoo?
Actually, usually yes. Really? If anything, it might be a detractor.
Even if it's just a small little one.
I mean, if it's something like on the wrist or something like that, then probably not. But like on the back or the arm, or yeah, not, I don't know.
So like you're in a bar and you see a girl, and she, as far as you know, she doesn't have any tattoos, and you start talking to her, and then you find out she has like a tattoo on her wrist, or a little one on her hand, or like a heart on her foot, or something like that. That's not a turner for you?
No.
But if you start to go over and you start to go to talk to her, and she like moves, or she takes like her jacket off, and she has a back
chest
tattoo.
Piece.
Well, I was gonna say a back tattoo, but then she has like a more noticeable tattoo, you'd make a U-turn and walk away.
I'm not gonna say I'm gonna make a U-turn.
Like, you haven't started talking to her at this point.
I don't know. It would be a slight detractor.
But if you noticed it before, you wouldn't go over and talk to her?
I don't know about that. Maybe. It depends on the situation, but maybe. Like, if she was marginal to begin with, and then I saw that, yeah, probably. If I was like, oh, yeah, I got to talk to her, and then I noticed that she had, like, a fairly extensive tattoo, I'd probably just be like... okay.
We'll see where this goes.
But if I was already on the fence about her, and then I noticed she had, like, some huge tattoo, yeah, that might turn me off.
All right. Yeah, you know, I think I would kind of agree with that. I mean, I don't find it, like, a turn on, and I think depending on the tattoo itself and the girl's personality and overall looks, it would depend on actually whether or not it would be like an attractor.
Right.
I feel like girls would be the same way with guys with tattoos for the most part.
Oh, and I definitely don't discourage them from having an issue, you know, not finding it attractive or whatnot. But here's my thing. My issue really is with this chick is just that you already started going out, with the girl. Like, I mean, with the guy. Like, you already know that he likes tattoos. Like, don't be stupid to think that he's not going to get any more.
Right.
It's like going out with a smoker and being like, oh, well, he won't quit smoking. It's like, well, you know, he was smoking when you started going out with him.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. You can't – I think we talked about it before a little bit, or we might have just talked about ourselves. But, like, you can't go into a relationship and think that you're going to be able to change somebody.
Right. Like, some people do.
Well, yeah, some people do, and some people are idiots. I mean, people will change in relationships, but you can't go in thinking, I'm going to try to change this person, or maybe they will change. Like, if she was like, well, you know, I don't really like tattoos that much, but maybe over time I'll adjust to it and he won't get it. He won't get a ton. He won't turn into, like, a fully tatted guy or something. That, all right, maybe. But she seems to want him to be like, no more tattoos ever. Which is dumb. To be like, well, he has three. That should be sufficient enough for him.
You know what? Unsure? I don't like you. I don't like her. I think she needs to get over it.
What I would like to hear is what this guy would say about her. Like, what does he want to change?
Yeah.
Because I mean, in every relationship, there's little things where you're just like, I kind of wish that person didn't do this thing. But you just accept it.
I bet Unsure chews with her mouth open.
She probably does. Or
or something similar.
Oh, she's a smoker. Or, you know what I bet it is? I bet she probably has a bunch of piercings. And I bet...
that would be hilarious.
Yeah, I bet he doesn't want her to get more piercings. But she wants to get a ton more. She's like, I want to get three more in my ears. And he's like, no.
I want to get a clit piercing. I don't know why I did it in a guy voice.
I don't know either, but she, you can't change people. Especially when you're like, it'd be one thing if you go into a relationship and you find something out about that person later and you're like, I really want you to change that. But yeah. Like, she must have known that he had a tattoo fairly quickly in the relationship.
Well, yeah, I mean, yeah.
Didn't it say he had one on his wrist?
On his wrist.
Oh, yeah, so she would have known almost right away, unless she's blind. In which case, it doesn't fucking matter.
I mean, yeah, exactly. No, I mean, it's not like finding out that he had, like, some secret fucking, you know,
it's not like
a kid with someone else, and then later on it's just... like, oh, this is a big deal now. I found out that he had a kid with some woman before and he never told me about it when we got together. It's like, no. You knew this all along. Don't be a bitch.
Or it's like, I found out that he goes onto WikiFeet all the time.
Yeah.
And I wake up and I go downstairs and he's jerking off to WikiFeet and I want him to stop it. All right, that's one thing.
Right.
He didn't know about it. But like, this is pretty obvious.
Dear Amy, my husband pounds off to WikiFeet every night. Now, that's a complaint.
But he doesn't like my feet. What can I do about this?
I even told him he could come on my feet.
He said no, it wasn't the same.
Foot job.
I don't see it. You walk around on your feet. Like, feet get dirty. Feet get really dirty.
Yeah.
And, like, I don't see what's so sexy about them. But, you know, some people like weird feet, some people like tattoos, and who am I to judge?
Yeah, I'm sure you won't.
I mean, I probably will, but, I mean, I'll make fun of them, but in actuality, I mean, if it makes them happy and it doesn't hurt other people, then I don't give a shit. What does it have to do with me? Like, honestly, what does it have to do with me? I don't care. Unless it affects me, I don't care.
Unless they're cutting feet off and fucking them.
Yeah. Or I
that's
find out,
not good.
Yeah, or I find out, like, my feet are on WikiFeet. I'd be wait a minute.
Keith, actually, the last time you stayed up here, I took pictures of your feet while you were sleeping. Put them up on the WikiFeet. Check out this stud's feet. He was sleeping while I took them.
Look how his pinky toe is so much smaller than the rest. Isn't that cute?
I bet your feet aren't cute.
No, they aren't.
Your feet are gross.
They are. They're quite bad. I got flat feet too, and just wide feet, and it's not good. They're awkward.
Yeah, I got flat feet. Fat feet, whatever. Yeah, they're fat. They're flat. Whatever.
They're wide. They're flat. Yeah. It's not good. There's no arch. There's no arches there. Anyway.
My dick is also flat.
Mine has crawled back in from this conversation. So.
Well,
I guess that about wraps it up.
All right.
We covered a lot of strange ground.
Yeah. And it all came back to feet. This has been But You're Wrong. I'm Greg.
I'm Keith.
Check us out on the book at facebook.com/ButYou'reWrong. Check us out on Twitter at BYW Podcast. And, of course, listen to us on iTunes and on Stitcher. If we don't see you through the week, we will see you through the window.